Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true! That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Have you watched that Ashley Madison documentary?
I just finished it.
Oh my gosh. I'm not done.
Oh, there's only 4 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all watch that. We'll talk about it next week after you finish it.
Because I'm not done, but what? I have so many questions.
I don't remember it going down like that.
I remember it being like, this is about to come out and everybody's freaking out. And I was like, first of all, what is it? And second of all, I bet you there's a bunch of politicians on there. I didn't know.
It was huge. You know,
37 billion people is a lot of people.
Because, correct. This is the thing. You know, the first time I've ever heard of this is when we moved to Washington. We moved to LA.
Uh-huh.
We went to one church. It was a built, you know, their church used to be like downtown, basically, uh-huh. LA, like Hollywood. And there was a sign right when you exited the door and it said Ashley Madison.
Life short, have an affair.
That's exactly what it said.
And I said, what a tagline.
And it's when we first moved here, and I said, oh, we're in the land of sinking sand.
Oh, my.
Oh, we made a mistake. We should not have moved here if that sign could be right outside the church doors.
What a time.
The thing about it is, morally, I understand why people hate it. It's a freaking great idea, though.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a great idea. I do understand why you said 37 billion, million people?
Million.
Million
yeah.
people. Right, because there's only like eight.
I said billion, but obviously that's
37
wrong.
Million people joined?
Yes.
Because I understand.
Because the I agree with you, because the problem is acting like a problem doesn't exist doesn't Correct. Make it not exist.
Correct.
It just makes it act like you act like it doesn't exist.
Correct. But people are cheating, and we know it's politicians.
Yeah.
You know it's actors and actors. You know.
So I understand why he did it.
He's just facilitating the process.
What a shame. Like, that's terrible.
So you're not at the part. What episode are you on?
I just found out that CEO, who had been on a press run with his wife and how much he loves her and he would never cheat.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure.
They just exposed his emails.
Oh, you're... it's
okay. And I said, hold on.
Oh my God.
Well, nobody believed he wasn't cheating anyway.
That's what I didn't understand.
I was like, of course you're cheating.
That's what I didn't understand. I was like, if you're going to go down the rabbit hole and be the poster child for, like, having an affair... Yeah. Just be like, yeah, me and my wife, we're in a basically an open relationship.
Hello?
Duh. It makes sense.
Yes. Being he was like, on there like, no.
No.
We were able to do this because I would just die if he cheated.
Devastated. Well, girl, the devastation has come.
Why would you? That's so stupid.
Yeah, I didn't understand that part either. That's what I want to make sure you were at.
But also, they had a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
They were making money.
Yeah, they were.
That man said, hat, fly in the Swedish.
He sure did.
Get them here now.
Bring all the UK people that could hack the pitch.
Europeans,
come. In the beginning, help. I said, who are all these people with these accents? I thought this was an American company.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't understand. And I was like, oh, they're here to help him find the hackers. That was wild.
It was.
And I don't think that they ever did.
They didn't.
They ever came down to, like, who hacked?
Oh, I didn't know if it was going to come out at the end because the Swedish just left. They said, well, oh, you don't? Okay, well. Or Canadian. Who was Canadian? No, the company is Canadian. The people were Swedish, but the company, you're right. Because they kept saying Toronto, I think. And
that's
I was
right.
Like,
and they kept saying about. Yeah. I literally said, are they from Canada? They were.
But I was like, this is. What a time.
It was very, if you haven't watched it, we're talking about the Ashley Madison docu-series on
Netflix. Somebody's saying they have a version on Hulu.
What is so funny is I remember watching some of those like clips or scenes I remember seeing before. And I was like, why do I feel like I've seen this if this is new on Netflix? It's because it's on Hulu. That makes
sense.
They
did it like they did Fyre Festival. Where it was like, everybody has a version.
Yes. This one with a little bit more in depth to me than the Hulu version. Or if I'm assuming that's the same one that I saw. But some of the information is exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I found it to be fascinating.
This little vlogging family, the little vlogger.
Oh my, you're talking about the little white people?
Yeah.
They're still together, and they still have a YouTube.
I meant to go look. Sam and Nia.
Yes.
I was like, they probably still making money.
I think I remember their Frozen video.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
I think I remember their Frozen video in real time, but I don't remember anything else, obviously. But I think when it came up, I was like, this looks familiar to me. But that's it. I didn't realize they became like a thing.
That was a lot.
It was a lot. The thing about it is that pissed me off. In the beginning, I was like, it's kind of odd to me that he didn't do anything else.
I know.
This is like, but if he's saying he did, I guess, girl, take
and
it to your grave.
He's like, okay, I got to tell you something. I did stuff.
This is when y'all probably going to be mad. This is sometimes when religion be bondage.
Why?
Because that girl was so, she stood by that man's side too soon.
She did.
And got on there and said, this is in our past. 15 minutes ago?
I know. That's why I was like, girl, how you can't campaign him already?
You
ain't even had time to be mad.
He was doing all the words. And she said, and I just want to say.
That God is good. And we are together.
And I stand behind him.
And we are going to pray.
Because this is in our past.
Girl.
If you don't you got to relax for a minute. Let him do the talking. Let him take all the bullets. And you make sure you got all the information before you stand up here and do and say the things. Because
and be mad. It's okay to be mad. If you found out that your husband cheated on you, or even if, I mean, at that point he was lying, but it's okay to find out that your partner has enrolled in a dating website.
Correct.
A website specifically for cheating.
Yes.
It's okay to be mad at that.
For more than 15 minutes. It's because saying to yourself, she said, I was so proud of how I handled this. You should have one moment that you're not proud of if that's the scenario.
Girl.
You can have one moment that you should look back on and be like, you know what? I did too much.
Okay, but.
I kind of did too much. I kind of went wild. But you had the moment.
Yes.
You could allow yourself that moment.
Also, and then come to find out he started talking about he was trying to sleep with all her friends.
Right.
Now are you mad now? Are you pissed off now? Because you should be pissed off.
Yes. Because that's why your friend left.
Because this man tried to hoe out with your people.
And your friend was like, I'm not going to ruin the bubble that she's in. So what I'm going to do is exit stage
I'ma
left.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You can stay with your man, with y'all frozen video, and I'm going to go. Wait, okay, this is the last thing that we can get started. But the other woman whose husband unalived himself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but she said, I stopped looking because if I found out, I wasn't going to do nothing anyway.
I believe that's the truth of a lot of women, though.
You know what? I appreciated her recognizing that about herself.
Yes.
If you know that it's not gonna, you're not gonna do nothing, and now you just gonna know and be sad
hurt.
And be hurt internally. Okay, well, don't even put yourself through that torture, honey. Go ahead and live your fake life.
I was here for the like self. What is this word that I'm thinking of? Like
reflection.
But like knowing self. Knowing self,
yes.
That let her know, like, yes. I'm going to stop and leave it be and let it be what it's going to be. And I'm going to just remove myself from the scenario versus talking a big talk and then just being like, so now what I'm going to
do? So now what?
I found what I was looking for. And self-awareness. Yeah, thank you for the word.
That's good.
That's the exact word.
I was like, well, good that you know that about you.
Because what would you have done, Mel?
If what?
If you go searching and find, if you're her, because Greg would never, you're her.
Yes. I think I've said this many times. I don't believe in finding out information and then not addressing the information I found out. That's just not who I am.
Yeah.
If I found out something, especially if I went looking, for something and then found something, I'm going to address you about that something.
Yeah.
There's just no way that I'm going to keep it inside. I've just never been that person. I think I said before, years ago, before I was married to him, I was looking in Greg's phone. We had probably been talking for 2 weeks, and this is just the kind of person I am and have always been. We had probably been talking for 2 weeks. I was at his house. I think he went to go take a shower, and he came out. I didn't put the phone down because I want you to see me. I looked in your phone and actually there's something in here I want to ask you about. I don't look at his phone no more because we don't have them kind of problems. But early on, I was that person and I want you to see what I'm doing. So
not looking and running.
No, because then when I asked you about it, now you're going to try. Now I have to remember what was said. If I didn't take a picture myself, if I don't have the proof. No. If I have it in my phone and you come out, have a seat. Let's look together. Let's scroll together.
That's hilarious.
I'm just not about to try to recall things. And now you can gaslight me and BS me into.
That's actually true.
You got to have it. Hey, do it together. Group projects.
I'm
everybody
so happy you came out because I was just looking through your phone and I was at
absolutely.
This part.
Absolutely.
I actually bookmarked them. I starred
100%.
Them so I knew.
100%.
Which ones that we needed to review together.
By the time you catch me in your phone and I'm showing you what I found. It is a group project. And I have more information than you even probably have. Okay. Now I didn't have this person. I can tell you where she and you were 2 years ago. I will put pieces together, okay? You don't have to give me much. So anyway, the fact that she knows that about herself is her business.
I love it for her.
You would not address it.
I would look, and then knowing me, I would have to ensure that what I saw is what I found. Oh. What I found is what I saw.
Uh-huh.
And then I would address it. But knowing me, I would probably gaslight myself initially. Mm. And then once I was like, no, this is what think it is. Well, now, by that time,
it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. I'm going to have the moment I'm going to regret by that time. Because one thing about me, I am going to think and ponder and make show and da da da. But by the time I'm like, no, you correct. Well,
hey,
well, now everything got to be everything. Thanks so much to our sponsors.
Absolutely. We love our sponsors, and they are HelloFresh, Vegamore, and BetterHelp. BetterHelp is so appropriate for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp. Okay, so if you're new here, welcome to the chaos. Aubrey, keep all that. All that 15 minutes. I was on the bottom. No, we're timed together because we went live at the same time. Yeah. Oh, right. Thank you, Leah. That's Leah if you hear her in the background, because y'all know Cam is gone. He's so if gone. You hear Leah, Leah is Leah.
Hello.
We are real life sisters is what I wanted to say, because that's how I start this off every single week. We're real life sisters. And you may have heard her on the internet saying, I'm not a lawyer, but, and she's the originator, the creator, the first person to say this on the social media. And so if you hear someone else say it, know that they got it from someone, because they did not originate it.
Don't you love your family so much?
I just want to make sure that's clear.
Just in case.
In abundance.
Hello?
Abundantly clear.
Amen.
Clear in the abundance.
Amen.
That if you hear someone other than Melanie say, I'm not a lawyer, but they took that from somebody. They did.
They did. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you're wondering, that girl look like her, that's her.
Amen.
All right.
That's
usually
how I look on the video.
This
too.
How, yes. And
no
she
makeup, just a mess.
Is Miss Kev on Stage's sister.
I sure am.
And I am Kev on Stage's wife.
Amen.
And that makes her Kev on Stage's sister-in-law.
Yes. Come on, family tree.
I'm going to do it with you. So the dots are connecting. Okay. All right. Yes. Amen. And hallelujah. All right. Welcome. So we're going to start with a little series that we like to call Long Story Short. I only have one little long story short. And it happened this morning in the car with Josiah, because that's when we have the conversations for 3 minutes before he fakes sleep on me. This is what happened this morning. We were talking about Lottie Dottie. Lottie Dottie, if you're unaware, is Angel and Marcus' dog that recently was
mauled
killed
by some sheep.
I didn't know how to say it.
I don't know either. I didn't know either. It's really sad.
Mauled by some she-bears is very churchy.
Very churchy.
But was killed, attacked. That's the word. But was attacked and killed.
Who got mauled by she-bears in the Bible? Sorry.
Elijah. Okay. Elisha.
One of the Elis.
One of them.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Because, oh, yes, she was attacked by some coyotes.
Yes.
And thusly dead. Okay, so I don't know how to say it. So I was talking to Joe about it this morning. And I was like, Joe, you know, Lottie was attacked by some coyotes, or I said a coyote maybe, and she died. And he was like, well, what'd they do? I was like, well, first of all, they weren't there, but like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, it was just one coyote. And I was like, well, I don't know for sure, but even if it was just one coyote, well, like, I don't understand what you're trying to say. And he's like, I feel like I could take a coyote. I kid you not. He's like, I feel like if it's just one coyote, like I could take a coyote.
Hey, man, he better.
No. So I were driving to school, and I said, I slowed down because I needed to look at him. I said, Josiah Frederick, I love Monty with all my heart. If a coyote comes, you better not think you could take that coyote.
Joe can take the coyote.
You better not think.
He's fast. He's strong. Have you seen him?
Little boy, don't you think you could take this coyote. You give a good prayer to Monty and ask God to open the doggy gates, because don't you go out there and try to save him. I said, as a child or as an adult, don't you do that. And so he started laughing. He was like, you know, Joe, okay, girl. Like, all right. So I pulled up YouTube. I'll show you a video. I pulled up YouTube of a man that tried to save. How do you go to history on here?
Oh, at the bottom. Oh, you got to go profile or something. And then it says history.
I don't see it.
You did. Oh, you're in there. History.
Oh. Right there, right there, right there.
I don't.
Colorado man fights off three coyotes, survives. And this is what Josiah says.
Survives.
And he survives. So that was all Joe heard. Y'all can't see it, but the man is scratched up. And so Joe said, I said, look at him, Joe. And he said, yeah, but he won.
That's what I don't.
You're only going to find the stories of the people winning. You're not going to find the stories of the people dead because they dead. So I said, Josiah, he lived. He didn't win. I want you to know he lived. He didn't win.
Is the coyote dead?
No.
How you know?
I didn't watch the whole thing. You're not helping this case.
The coyote probably did. I mean, he won.
Three coyotes. He didn't kill three coyotes, that man.
You don't know that.
First of all, Josiah's auntie. First of all, Josiah's auntie.
Joe can take a coyote. I believe that.
I
don't want him to. I'm not saying he should, but I'm just saying if I had to put money on it, I'm betting black every time.
I am betting you better take your butt in the house and close the door. That's what I'm betting. You better take your little narrow bond into the house and close the door. Because why on God's green? I said they're faster than you.
Absolutely.
They're stronger than you. And I said they use their teeth. What are your teeth going to do?
That's true. That's a good point.
Like, little boy,
what are we
talking about?
They do.
And he was like, very serious. Like, okay, girl. Like, honestly, his energy. And I was like, honestly, I messed up, though, because he was like you. I said I messed up because I showed you a picture of a dude that lived.
I was going to say, listen.
I need to show you a grave.
The fact that it can happen.
And that's all he heard.
Is enough to know that it can happen.
That's all he heard.
And if there's a person I would be willing to bet that it can happen with.
It's Josiah Frederick.
It would be Joe.
So then I came into the
house.
And
Greg.
And Greg, actually.
Those are the two people
and
that
Kev.
I would bet. And Kev.
And Kev.
And Kev.
I walked back after I dropped Joe off and I came into the house. I said, your son.
Absolutely, Kevin's
thinks he
son.
Can take a coyote. And I know that's your gene.
Absolutely.
Kev. Greg, Joe, absolutely, 100%. Kev, Greg, Joe. Because Isaiah would be like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There's no way. I'm not doing that.
Zay would be like, so we should have a program for Monty.
Yes.
Because he's gone.
Yeah, correct. Do you want me to do the graphics? Like, where do you want me to fit in? I need to understand what's my role in planning the funeral.
Oh,
and Josiah.
Man. That's funny.
I said, I know you love animals. I know you're going to have animals when you get older. I want you to know if somebody, I said, a lion, a tiger, a bear, a coyote.
Oh, my.
Don't you think.
I'm not scared of lions and tigers in this. But I'm scared of.
So, correct. That's, y'all pray for my baby child. Okay?
That's hilarious.
Please. Please pray for my baby child. Oh, and this is the other thing. Can somebody call me a helicopter mom? I'm actually really not a helicopter mom, but I'm having a revelation.
Okay.
So Isaiah, y'all know, is going to school.
Yes,
he is. Going to school down the hill from the street. And when I literally mean we live up the hill and the school is down the hill, that's literal. We live up here. The school is down the hill.
Amen.
I need to fill out his paperwork to do his stuff. Y'all know how excited I was for my children, my Joe, Isaiah, to go to an HBCU. Like, go live life,
yes.
Do the things. And now that he's not, I don't want him to go.
You don't want him to go where? To college at all?
I don't want him to leave the house. Like, he can go to school, but I don't want him to, like, get his own place. I don't want him in the dorms.
Oh,
so I've been procrastinating.
Ma'am.
And I literally had to have a conversation with myself last week. I was like, why are you not filling out this paperwork? Why are you not, like, double checking stuff? And I was like, oh, you don't want him to go.
Oh,
I know. I was like really having a moment. And like I'm not one of those like very anxious all the time moms.
Yeah.
I know a lot of women have this. It's not something that I experience all of the time. But ever since Isaiah's got his license.
Oh God, that is me. That does feel very stressful, though.
Oh, God, help me. I have never felt the anxiety that every time he leaves the house, I am like. You need, like, when you get to your destination, he'll text. And y'all know I be playing about the second location, but, like, I just told Joe this the other day, actually. Stranger danger was, like, a real thing when we were kids.
Yeah, well,
and I don't feel like our kids are stressed that you could be kidnapped enough.
I agree.
Because, like, I know, like, the reality is the probability of getting kidnapped is not likely,
mm-hmm.
right? But I feel like as kids, it was like you could walk down the street and a white van's going to snatch you.
Yes.
Like, this was a real life
thing. I
agree. And I seriously, like, have this as a fear. And so when the kids are gone, I'm always like, I need proof of life. And so they think they can text me. I'm alive. Mm-mm. Because what if a kidnapper has your phone?
They're not going to text you that they're alive, okay?
That's Joe be like, why would the kidnapper...
The kidnapper wouldn't do that.
Why would the kidnapper text you?
Right.
Because they want to delay me from knowing that you're missing.
No.
So, like, I need you to FaceTime me or send me a picture with, like, the date. Like, I'd be so...
Newspaper.
I promise.
In 2024,
I promise I am very much, like, proof of life me, please.
That's a good idea. Have a code word.
Oh.
So that you know it's not the guess, so that you know it's not the kidnapper.
I'm gonna do that.
Pineapples.
Now. Isaiah and Joe yesterday, me and Kev went to Amar's birthday party.
Oh yeah.
Joe had a game which he didn't tell nobody until 2 hours before
the
game.
He's not good at this.
And so we asked Isaiah to take him.
Oh.
Oh, my anxiety was through the roof. I said, why would y'all both have to be in the car together?
And actually, anytime I fly without the rest of my family, I get very anxious. But so I understand. Uh-huh. I mean, it's not my kids are not driving, obviously, but I do get anxious about that. We get that from mom. It's her fault.
I know. Cause I'm like, oh man, y'all both. And Isaiah had to get on the freeway. I said,
the freeway.
Oh, yes, because he had to go to Simi Valley.
Oh, was he good? He felt uncomfortable.
Be like this. I'm like, Isaiah, how do you feel? He's like, I feel fine. I'm like, but how comfortable are you? I feel comfortable. But do you feel fine and comfortable, or do you just feel fine?
You're annoying.
I be needing to know.
You gotta go.
And they be literally, Isaiah and Joe be like, I am so sick of you.
I was gonna say, what is the answer that you need here outside of just you want to be stressed in that moment?
It was a lot. I'm stressed right now, and they're not even together.
They're just at school, mind
just
their business.
Thinking about it, I'm like, well, y'all got to get in the car together. Like, Isaiah, when you get there, like, let me know you got there. When you get home, I need you to know. And then, like, take a picture so I know that it's you.
You know you're acting like your mom.
I don't know. It'd be a lot, y'all. He's stressed out.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you about HelloFresh. We love HelloFresh at Gin & Juice. You guys know this. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Ditch the meal planning woes and dive into HelloFresh's biggest menu yet, with over 45 recipes and even more market items to choose from every single week. On average, HelloFresh meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint than meals of the same portion size made from supermarket ingredients. HelloFresh's pre-measured ingredients and 100% offset and 100% offset of their delivery emissions means you're able to get dinner on the table while being kinder to the planet. I feel like as we get older, you always hear and like heard about take care of the planet. But as you get older, you really do start to like care about the planet and like really care about the products and the things that you're using, making sure that they are helping you and taking care of your planet. And HelloFresh helps you do that while also getting you food, you and your family food. And so that is obviously a company that we love to support. So summertime is coming. My kids are growing. I'm doing podcasts. I'm watching trials. I'm reading lawsuits. I don't have time to think about food.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I love HelloFresh, because I don't have to think about it. I don't even... The other thing that I like to do is like play music when I'm cooking dinner. And when you are trying to read a recipe and do all... It's mm-hmm. it's just too... And you got to find the recipe.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to combine this recipe with this recipe.
Yeah.
It's too much. But HelloFresh, I can play my music. The ingredients are right on that card. I'm not going back to my laptop. It's on an easy card, easy to access, easy to get. They tell everything's already pre-proportioned out for you. It is the best. You can have a little sip of whatever you want. You can have your music going and you can make yourself some dinner. And that is why, well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that I love HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/GJSweet.
GJ Sweet.
For free dessert for life.
Oh.
One dessert item per box while subscription is active. That's free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/GJSweet.
GJ Sweet.
It is highly... what am I saying?
America's number one meal kit.
America's number one meal kit. Let me also tell you about the next sponsor of our podcast. I'm always trying to do right by my body. So when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients
always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly a healthy hair and scalp. I was just talking about taking care of the product. I mean, taking care of the earth, taking care of yourself. Having products that are clean and conscious of your health, all of that like really matters. And so anytime that there are products that have that, they always go to the top of my list. With Vegamore, I am happy to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair, all without harsh ingredients. Every cute pink bottle of Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. I love a good pink bottle, child. Mm-hmm. I love a little. Let me know that you made this with me in mind. Let me know that it's for me. So I am always a fan of products that have that. Vegamore does have that. It's easy to use, easy to incorporate in your routine as you are trying to take care of your hair. And then you can have the visibly thicker, fuller, shinier. We love a good shine. Hair. They have the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit. As well as the Grow Serum. I love a good serum. Easy to just, you know, dip in your head, go to sleep and see how it works the next day. We have, obviously, we've told you guys about a member of Melissa's team who has used Vegamore, has been using Vegamore, always raves about it. Tell us how much she loves it, how much she has seen the difference in her hair. We see the difference. And so we are excited again to be partnering with Vegamore. So with what's even better is Vegamore's value kits like the Grow Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. The key is consistency in your routine for your most beautiful, healthy looking hair. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off of your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/Jen.
Jen.
And use code Jen at checkout. Checkout. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/Jen. Code Jen to save 20% on your first order. Vegamore.com/Jen. Code Jen.
Beautiful.
Don't you tell me to take it from top.
Made me want to put my middle finger up. Middle finger emoji.
Okay, moving on. You want to go into Pop the Trend?
Yes.
Okay, go for it. I'm going to tell you, the people that listen to Jen and Juice are the best because y'all really just be talking to us.
I know.
And it be cracking me up. Just y'all just being here talking back to us. Yes. And it cracks me up.
Well, while we're waiting, have you guys watched South Africa? What is it called?
Yes, the Ultimatum South Africa. You want to start there?
Yeah, we can start there and come back. Okay.
Wait, before we do that, can we get into, like, can we talk Diddy really quick?
Yeah. After you do Diddy, do the ad.
Okay.
Okay.
So, listen, okay, I don't even know what day it is anymore, but at some point in the last...
I feel like it was over the weekend,
3 days?
Yeah,
72 hours, something like that. Diddy's, a video of Diddy assaulting Cassie in the hallway of a hotel was released. And then he released an apology
that included no apology.
Was no apology. And you know what? Here's the thing I want to say, because I obviously made a video about the video being released and how it seems to correlate to a specific page in her lawsuit. But what I want to say is that because I read every page of her lawsuit, which was, there was a trigger warning. That was the first lawsuit I've seen that had a trigger warning. And then afterward, like, a bunch of lawsuits now have trigger warnings. But hers really needed a trigger warning.
Wow.
Like, it was so bad that, and I'm going to attempt to say this in a way that I mean, when I saw that video, in my mind, it was a part of the bigger lawsuit.
Got it.
And so eventually, of course, people were saying, you know, Diddy's done and he's going to be, there should be charges and all of that. And then, of course, the LADA said that for assault charges, we are beyond the statute of limitations. I didn't even see that video and think assault charges. Because the way it's described is a part of an FO, which in the lawsuit is referenced as a freak off,
Okay? What's a freak off mean?
A freak off meaning he would essentially, it's like a threesome, but potentially with more than that many people. And it was with sex workers, and it was with all these different people. And she had, in the section that she talks about, what seems to be connected to the lawsuit, she was trying to leave at that point.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, with his manipulation and everything else, was, you know, reeling her back in, and she would go back. And of course there's like all these things at play. But I was like, I forgot that. Yeah, there is an assault charge here because he was assaulting her.
Yeah.
In my mind, when I think about that lawsuit, it's just so bad. Like, it's so bad. I don't even know if I'm communicating what I mean. It's just, my mind didn't even go there. And at this point, I don't even expect him to have assault charges. Even if it was within the statute of limitations, I don't even... It's like...
Meaning, what are you... I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Okay, let me try again. Because I'm trying to make sure that what I recognize is that was really bad, very hard to watch, and I can't even imagine.
Oh, you're saying it gets much worse.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
That was very, very bad. Like, I want to be clear how bad that was, and it's still much worse.
Still much worse.
Got it.
And so when I saw that, I didn't think about it as an isolated, this event deserves an assault charge.
Got it.
I thought about the substantiation of 35 pages of her saying all the things he's done to her.
Got it.
So it's like, and that's why I was trying to be delicate, because that is bad. But there were, he also like, and this is what I was getting at. In that lawsuit, it also details Diddy blowing up Kid Cudi's car.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about that lawsuit, I remember that was in there. I don't think he should get arson charges charges. I think this is an evil man who was sex trafficking, gun trafficking, drug trafficking. And so it's like, if you kill somebody and in the process you push somebody down, the bigger charge is the murder.
So
I don't expect in any world that he's going to get charged for every single crime he's committed. But I hope and pray that he gets the biggest charges and goes to jail for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because that lawsuit was really hard to read. And then for him to get on that camera.
Oh, my God.
And look dead in the camera. I said, I don't even think I've ever seen his face this up close ever before. Yeah. I don't really care to ever see it that close again. Sit up there, mm-hmm. not apologize, and talk about he was in the darkest time
of his life. Yeah.
Of his life?
Yeah, it was bad. You know what I think also might be worth you saying, Mel?
Yes.
Is the people that didn't believe Cassie and thought that this was a money grab, might be worth, for the people that didn't believe, this is only, we're only talking to the people that didn't believe, and this is education for everyone else, that the only route for people to take, like, you should explain that so people have the understanding that.
Listen, if I don't do nothing else with I'm Not a Lawyer, but I hope anybody who ever watches a video walks away with this lesson. I have said it countless times. I will continue to say it because it is important to know. When you break a law, you are breaking the state's law. Mm-hmm. Okay? States are governed by laws. You, as a member of that society, are supposed to abide by those laws. And so when you break them, that offense is to the state, which is why when people have criminal charges, it is the state of versus, right? It's the state of California versus Daystar Peterson, Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Meg Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez. Mm-hmm. It was the state of California because he was found guilty. But what he did was break one of the state's laws.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, okay, when you break a state's law, their punishment to you for breaking their stuff is jail mm-hmm. or prison.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the process of that. In the process of breaking a law, if you victimize a person, their only source of recourse, their only way to get you to justice. Make their justice
mm-hmm.
is
suing you civilly. They sue you for money. Suing civilly, it's money. That is no, it's money. It has
nothing. I can't, as an individual, enforce a law and cause you to go to jail.
Absolutely not. You cannot. You just can't do that. That's just not. And one doesn't cancel out the other. They can coexist. They do coexist. There actually was a time years and years and years and years and years ago in which if you sought money from a person who victimized you, then that person could not face criminal charges. That was years ago. I'm not talking about like the 60s. Mm-hmm. We're talking a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. That changed years ago, in which both of those can coexist, because I don't want to say the state is a victim when you break a law, but essentially you have offended two people, two entities, two things, the person you victimized and the state. So anyway,
the good example, because a lot of you are our age, is O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely.
So in the O.J. Simpson trial,
yes,
he was found innocent or not guilty against the state.
Yes.
But his family, or I'm sorry, her family,
yes,
Nicole Brown.
Both Browns, of them. I think actually, the other person,
you're right.
Yeah.
Sued him civilly.
For money.
For money.
Yes.
And they won.
Yes.
That's how, because he didn't go to, just because he didn't go to jail,
yes,
doesn't mean that I don't have a right to press charges, because it's not the same,
to
sue.
Hold you liable.
There, thank you.
Hold you civilly liable.
Keep going. Be the person.
That's exactly what it is. And that is why wrongful death suits exist, right? Like, that's the example. They sue. It was a wrongful death suit versus murder charges.
Right.
Those can, and the thing that you have to know is that a civil lawsuit, the bar that you have to prove is much lower than it is for a criminal case. And so you could be held liable civilly and still found not guilty. And that would be because the prosecution, the DA, did not do enough to convince a jury that you are guilty of this crime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a preponderance of evidence when it comes to civil, like, it's
overwhelming.
It's more likely than not.
Correct.
Versus in a criminal case, it is
without a shadow of a doubt,
without reasonable doubt.
There you go. I said a shadow. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, 51%. Exactly. That is they're different. And so you can be held liable for something civilly and still be found not guilty of it, though. That is why. So know that. And so if somebody sues somebody else, they feel like they were wronged, or and they may have actually been wronged. And so their recourse is to make you pay. Because even if somebody goes to jail, you are still out.
Yeah.
If somebody goes to jail, yeah, they in jail, but I am still out of whatever you did to me.
Right.
What about me? Mm-hmm. How do I get made whole? Sue them. That's how.
So this is for all y'all. And I know it's not y'all.
Yeah.
You know, and for you guys to also know, because this was news to me, right? So now you know to educate people, or simply roll your eyes at people who be in the comments talking nonsense and not facts. And this is the fact that people aren't suing because it's a money grab.
No.
They're suing, low key, I would argue, because they actually really do feel wrong.
100%.
And to prove the point,
yes,
I'm willing to go all the way. I'm finna sue you.
Yes. And this is the last thing I'm gonna say, I'm gonna be done. There are instances in which a civil case will inspire criminal charges.
Mm.
And so I'm not saying that this is the case, the way that it happened in Cassie, but you know she sued, and then a bunch of other lawsuits came, and there is a trend in all of these lawsuits, and that includes traveling sex workers and sex crimes. So after all of these lawsuits started popping up, and a lot of people, and Rodney Jones and Kat, everybody's talking about, and there's video, and there's video, and there's video, and there's video. And then what happened? Diddy's house got raided by Homeland Security. It's giving investigation of a massive crime here.
Inspired by.
Inspired by. So it could have been the case. I'm not saying it definitely happened that way, because I don't know. And y'all know I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how it exactly happened. However, when them docs come out, when that indictment is released, check my page, because I'm going to read all of it.
All right. That was good education, sister.
I'm just going to say, I have a, this is a slight plug on the debrief. We just finally came up with mini segments, and we're calling it the mini bar.
in which I give a lesson that I've learned. The mini bar, the sidebar, because then.
Anyway, that's cute.
Okay, let's go to the next ad, which is appropriate, especially given what we just discussed and how traumatizing those topics are, can be, okay? It can be really heavy, really tough to read, very triggering. I recognize that that kind of information, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff is very sensitive and can be very triggering. That is never my intention to trigger anyone. But I do recognize that, you know, people have histories and pasts that you want to work through to help you be the person that you want to be. And that is why therapy is a great resource. And we are so excited to be partnering with BetterHelp for this episode. The thing I just went over about the civil and criminal is, like, again, something I'm very passionate about and all of that. And when you really have something that you are passionate about or just something you want to get off your chest, having a therapist or somebody you can talk to just really kind of helps you do that and work through whatever it is that you're trying to get through. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Like I said, I am a huge fan of therapy. I love being able to... I was thinking about this last night. Your mind thoughts, child, will be playing tricks on you.
They sure will.
When I have stuff in my mind, the next day when I say it out loud, I'd be like, that was a dumb thought. It's a good thing I'm saying this out loud so that I can reevaluate if this is something I should be stressed about. Because saying it out loud, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. So anyway, and being able to talk through that with somebody is just really helpful. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ. So, okay, y'all, let's talk about ultimatum.
The ultimatum, South Africa.
Oh, my goodness. Is this what y'all be doing over there? Because I got to come. This was the funniest show. And I didn't even mean to watch this. Saturday. The kids and Greg went to the park and I was very happy to just be in my house by myself. And I had bought some stuff to make sangria. So I said, I'm going to make this sangria and I'm going to watch this show. I sat on that couch and then watched the whole thing. They came home and I was like, go back away. I need to finish watching this chaos.
Wait, for the people who are unaware, The Ultimatum is a show on Netflix, like a series on Netflix. It's a dating show brought to you by the same people that brought to you all the other chaotic dating shows. Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, all of them, child. I think they're behind one of the 90 Days or one of something like that, child. They're behind all the situations, okay? This is the premise. I am dating someone. I am ready to be married. This person is not. So I'm giving them an ultimatum. You will marry me or we are ending this relationship. The twist is
yes!
In the show, you are then put, what do they call a trial marriage?
Trial marriage.
With someone other than your partner.
Yes.
And you do that for 3 weeks and then you come back to your partner at the end and you do that for 3 weeks and then you make a decision if you're going to stay with your partner and propose, you know, the person that was given the ultimatum is going to be proposed to or whatever have you. That's the premise of the show. And then, but they be messy too because the people, they be seeing each other.
Yeah, they live in a community together.
Yeah, so you could see.
So you can see your ex with the partner that they've now partnered with for this trial marriage. And you over here with your new trial marriage partner, but you see your person and you just supposed to deal.
Correct.
So stupid.
If you haven't watched it.
Also, this is a thing that happens on all of the ultimatum versions that they have. Some of them come in with boundaries.
Yes.
And it always blows my mind. If we have a boundary, we shouldn't be on the show.
I agree.
The boundary is the show.
I agree.
That's the, you can't, they literally say, okay, you guys are broken up now and here's your new person. And then as soon as you hold a hand, kiss, have sex with the your new partner, they be like, you cheated. Okay, well, we got to break down the definition of cheating. Because
an ex. And what it means to be an ex.
That would literally mean that I'm not cheating on you.
Literally, by definition.
I don't understand that. And then people, like, the people who don't really want the person to cheat, they be all in on the boundary. And the other person who want to move on, they don't be in on the boundary.
At all. Folk be doing what they want to do, kikiing, having a good time, having sex, and then...
Y'all are not aligned.
And then be like, yeah, but we said we weren't going to have sex before the...
I don't
remember I had said that.
I don't believe that. I don't agree with going on this kind of show and then saying that your new partner or your partner that you're with, your now ex on the show, can't do whatever they're going to do. I think that's unfair. Don't go on the show if you want to have those kind of boundaries.
I agree.
You shouldn't do that. So that's my number one. All right, now let's get to the specifics of these people. The first thing I want to say is the white South Africans. They were so cute. This is what I want to say. Many times on these dating shows, the black people always have very limited options as to who they can be paired with.
Yes.
And even if there is another black person, it's not always a match that makes sense.
Yes.
And because the options are limited, it's kind of like, oh, you black, I black. Okay, I guess you my person.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens. And so it was refreshing to see that on this show, the black people had options.
All the options.
They had all the options. They got to choose
and pick.
And I was like, oh, is y'all going to be together? The other people did not. And the white people did. The people who they were matched with, the white Africans they were matched with, they didn't match that good.
No, it was very much giving, well, I got a friend out of this.
Yeah, literally.
I mean.
100%.
I can text you and ask you if my outfit is cute.
Literally. Yes. That's about it. Okay, so then let's get to the tea. Episode 5 leading into episode 6. If you haven't watched yet, I don't even care about the episode 1. Episode 2 gets a little better. You got to see 5 and 6.
You do.
Because
but there was another, you got to see old girl when she...
When they are peeking around the house.
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably 4, 3.
Yeah.
You need, by about 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, keep going.
You going to keep going anyway. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about the people. Kanya.
Oh, God.
I was about to call her a B-word.
That
strongly.
Girl.
Strongly. What a mean person.
She, have you seen The Hangover?
Yes.
At the end where he says, you're just mean.
Yes.
To your core.
To your core.
That's what she is.
She does she's not a nice person.
She is not a nice person.
How you gonna be on TV? Mean as all get out.
She's
with a wig that bad. You got some nerve.
That wig.
If you don't go buy some melting glue.
That wig is biometrically opposed to her. It does not want to stay.
And she don't want it to stay. She don't even try.
It don't look like she tries.
It doesn't.
And
it look crusty.
It do.
Hard.
And I think, I don't know much about lace fronts, but ain't she supposed to cut the lace?
Yes.
I feel like all she did was take it off.
And you supposed to do a zigzag. Hers was like line, edge, here's my wig.
And it was like all the way down.
Oh my God.
And I, listen, the only reason normally when black girls go on these shows, because I understand doing your hair and being on a show like this is very hard. Okay. It is very, if you don't have braids.
Yes.
Like as a black girl, it could be a lot being on the, like it could be actually very stressful.
100%.
So normally I'm going to give the black girl a pass.
Absolutely. Not
but
her.
She is so mean.
She's so mean. She don't deserve
that
no pass.
She doesn't deserve the grace that you normally would give, that
so
I
bad.
Normally would give the black girl with the terrible hair. Because, you know, it just be what it is. Like, being black and a black girl, on it be a lie, okay?
Girl.
She was so mean that her dude, first of all, can we talk about him? Nikteko?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Taquito. Taquito.
She called him K, so I'm going to call him K because I don't want to be that person.
Me too.
So... K was with.
I like his name. I was.
I did too.
Trying to say
I thought
it.
I thought they pronounced the N though in there.
I don't think they did. I think they in my. So I decided they're not pronouncing the N. They're starting with the second letter, which was a T. That's why I said Taquito, or to keep.
It's okay. A K. We're gonna go K.
Catet. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so Kay was with what's the girl's name? Kay was with SZA.
I like her.
I did too.
I like super her. She's sweet girl.
Just super, super, super sweet. Beautiful smile. Very infectious personality. She get like just very, very sweet.
Oh.
This dude, what?
She said NK is like sync. Enketo.
That's the end. Because they were, it sounded like they were saying the N, but not like N. It was Enketo. I'm going to still say K because I don't want to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
But thank you. That was helpful.
Yes.
So she was with, or he was with
SZA.
And he pissed me off though, because he put that freaking battery in her back to go confront
Kanye.
Kanye, thank you. I'm not gonna remember the folk name. And then left her.
Oh my, my, my.
Pissed me off. Because you really, you had two options, Kay. You either stand there and you tell Kanye that she's a mean girl and she needs to relax and you really do like this girl and she's being disrespectful. Or you stay in the house and you let that girl cry on your shoulders. But going over there, walk. No, you need to tell
you
her.
You need to tell her.
You need to tell
her. Let's go tell her.
Walk her over there and then just 360 degrees
now.
His way on
I'm
out.
I'm going to leave y'all to talk about it. I know she's a jerk and a terrible person and she's going to cuss you out and you are the sweetest person. I'm going to leave. Good luck.
I turned on him at that moment.
Oh, my goodness, me
and
too.
And then I wanted him to not propose, even though he low-key played her and I was here for that. That was delicious.
I was pissed off.
But I wanted him to simply say, I don't want to be.
No, absolutely.
But it was rich for me to watch that girl get her feelings hurt.
Absolutely. But wait, after he leaves her and then she comes back like she is so mean.
Spoilers,
why would you leave
spoilers.
You? It's absolutely spoilers. Why would you leave me? She's so mean. And then he was like, she was like, you need to go tell her.
Oh, yeah.
And he took his little hot tail over there and she said, stand over there. You can stand over there. I said, well, that's why he left you, because he can't handle her.
What did I invite you in? No, I didn't. You can stand outside of my house. Get your cheap shoes off my carpet and stand outside of my door.
Why?
I said,
why did she? She's so disrespectful.
She is, and then we'll say, you're disrespectful. Ma'am, you are the
she
most
She was calling fat.
Oh, my. Get your fat arse is what she said.
Arse.
I said,
oh, my God.
Who even says arse? Who says arse? She was so
mean. So
just,
oh my gosh,
rotten
mean. Yes,
just, and I felt so bad because SZA was standing there. She was trying to
take it really was.
And was like laughing, like trying to play into it. And then when she broke down and cried, I wanted to cry.
It was
a lot.
Yeah, fatty boom boom. Her fatty boom boom.
She sure did.
I said, oh my. Okay, wait.
Yes.
So before that happens, though, in episode five and six was just
chaos.
And let's set it up. So episode five, they decide to have this men chat, women chat.
The show.
And this is why it's dumb. Because how you amongst a group of people who are all dating each other's partners. And so the question everybody's going to ask naturally, y'all had sex yet?
Yes.
Did you sleep with my man yet? Did you do the stuff with my boo? Had y'all kissed? What y'all been doing over there? Which is, that's just, I know it's going to come up, but I would be like, that's none of your business.
Yeah,
that's
not answering.
Meanwhile, they all sit amongst each other and want the tea. Except, what's homeboy's name? Nola.
Oh, God.
Nola was over there like, I don't know what kissing is. I don't know what you're talking about. And then he got in that circle and he said, Ruth's boyfriend said, I ain't seen you since the beginning. He said, because your girl got me locked up.
Oh, my God. It was messy.
Why would he say that? And then everybody's like, so what y'all been doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, we be doing a little bit of stuff, but not, we like close, but not like close.
Oh, my God. He tried to backpedal.
We like little close.
He tried to backpedal.
Kind of close. I said, what is this man?
That man was on my nerves. They need to not be together.
Him and Lebo.
Thank you. That is her name. Lebo.
Yes.
And Nola. Lebo.
Yes.
If break up with that man. If
y'all
stay together.
Break up, girl.
Break up with that man. He is a liar.
He's a manipulator.
Cheat. And I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you no more.
Hang up. What she said? Hang up and call back. Was that your son? Butterscotch. Butter pecan. That's what it was. Butter pecan. We cannot be friends if you don't know what movie we're talking about. Yeah, we literally cannot 100%. Be friends if you have no idea what we're talking about right now. That was a mess. And then back to what's the little mean girl's name? I can't think of the girl's name. Kanye was talking about the only reason he had sex with you is because you're easy and we haven't had sex in 7 months. This girl, the way she's able to come with the comeback.
Oh my goodness.
First of all, this is a gift.
Yes, absolutely.
She is a gift.
I wish I was quick like that.
Me too.
Because I will just call you curse words.
Listen.
I'm not creative. I'm not quick-witted enough to be able to like creatively come back at you. Now I just got to call you a B.
She will add a cheap, ugly, disrespectful.
Oh my goodness.
Arse. You're like, how are you even? I don't even understand how your mind is thinking of all of this. But she went after that girl so cold. And then not just the girl that was with her ex. Fast forward, and she went after Ruth.
She went after Ruth.
She said, I just want to know, how did you so freely give a man your body?
Oh my goodness. Like, girl, get out of my business. How you came on this show with that bad wig? Oh my God.
Basically, that girl.
We have to go back because so they're in this group setting. Ruth is trying to do right by Lebo. She's like, I just want to talk to you when everybody leaves. Which, okay, girl, not everybody knows what happened.
Yeah.
So, okay, everybody leaves. And Ruth is like, Lebo, I slept with your man not once, not twice, not three times. Yes. Girl, we just be getting it in. Like, what? How did you think this was going to go? But wait, so Ruth leaves and Lebo goes directly to their house. Ruth opened the door like, oh shit,
she's here right now. Lebo didn't play no games.
She did it. Lebo was like, oh, so you won't sleep with her? Oh, so y'all having sex? Oh, and then Nola so bad, he was like,
give me my phone.
Let me call Ruth's boyfriend. Hey, you wanna
give me my phone?
Come sweep by here real quick.
I got something to say to you right now.
And then Isaac, he couldn't wait to get over.
His confessional. He said, "I hadn't seen their villa, so I said I want to see what it looked like." You lying? You know you wanted to smoke.
Isaac carried his little tail over to that over. Room. He like, wait, what happened? What happened? I knew it. I knew it.
No, because Nola said, me and Ruth had sex. Like, just blurted it out.
And Lebo's like, you was just denying it. So now you gonna admit it?
She was all
so
in his
now
face.
You gonna admit. She was following him around. That's not it. Smart.
It's not smart. She said, I want answers.
I want answers.
Barefoot, walking around the resort. I want answers.
Oh my gosh.
It was a mess.
And so then they left. And I was happy that they left, but I hope they're not together. I'm very happy that I wish he wouldn't even gave Kanye a ring, a promise ring or nothing, because he should not be with her. She is a mean person and she should be alone. I actually think that SZA and her Kanye's boyfriend, I think they should have stayed together.
Me
I liked them together. They was outside
they
playing on the park and making everybody jealous.
They was having a good time.
He was wrong for leaving her, but he tried to apologize and did a nice little thing. They should have stayed together. I don't like the pairings. The white people, I'm happy they stayed together. They should stay together. They was cute. Y'all do y'all thing, and I hope y'all make it.
Everybody else need to not be together. The only reason I was pissed because I wished that Kanye's boyfriend, what's his name? Kay. I wish he would have simply said, no, girl, I'm literally not going to deal with your foolishness anymore. Yeah. I'm done with you. Like, I'm done. However, the only thing better than him not standing up for himself
is
playing in that woman's face.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And her saying, just ask me already.
Yeah.
I'm cold, just ask me.
Ask me already.
And he said, this ring is a symbol.
A symbol. She said, wait, what?
That one day.
Hold on, what?
I might ask you to marry me.
She was so pissed.
I love you so much that one day. What I'm going to do is get down on my knees. It's not today.
Not today.
It's not today. Mm-mm. What I love about Kanye, though, that I wish I had, she said, why did you have the audacity to give me a promise ring? That wasn't in the plan. Who told you
that
that was the plan?
That wasn't even an option.
That's what she said. Who told you that was an option? Who told you that? But, because the only option on the table was to propose, and you're giving me a promise ring? If you don't take the... He said, are you sure? She said, I am. Take this off my finger.
But she literally... He was on the bed. He was trying to be nice. She poured wine on him.
She sure did.
Why would you... He shouldn't even propose to her.
I don't know why that man wanted to be abused. At all.
Even when they were in the dating phase and he was talking to Isaac and he was like, so what are the things you're seeing about her? And he was like, is she a gold digger? Yo, girl, she ain't got no wife qualities. I would never marry her. I don't know why you with that girl. She trash.
And the girl said, it was very giving Twitter talk. I am the table.
Yeah, she did. Girl, you are terrible.
But don't actually do nothing.
Nothing.
Like
she. If you haven't watched the show, I hope this is the advertisement you need.
Watch it.
Watch this show. It is wild. There is a reunion on Friday that I cannot wait to see. I'm excited for it too. Because what is happening in these people's lives? I want the update. I want to see what Kanye is doing now. I hope she is a better person. And if she's not a better person, I hope she is not doing well. And I said it, so she's a mean person.
She's not nice.
Pouring like wine.
If you haven't caught her, what
I said, pouring wine on the bed on the man that you're claiming to love and then also still expecting to propose to you is wild. The train of thought is wild,
but fully still expecting him to propose.
The girl,
and he was like, we have issues. She was like, what couple doesn't? These are par for the course. I'm so confused.
No. Oh, I did not like her.
She is abusive. Like, legit.
Absolutely.
She is verbally.
Very verbally abusive.
She's a little manipulative.
100%.
And she, like, you know when they say, like, women are very, like, sharp with their words? Like, yes. You know, they just cut you with your words. She is that.
She is that. She said, if I was a gold digger, why would I be? I'm still with you.
And the man, but
show me how I'm a gold digger and I'm with you.
He wasn't offended.
I know.
He was like, why are you with me? I don't have gold.
How I'm a gold digger? We've been together 2 years and you're broke.
Yes, that's basically what she said. Why would I go without gold and material if I'm a materialistic and a gold digger? You've offered me neither. So.
Oh, get out of my house!
Not only am I not a gold digger, but you're also broke. So.
I can't believe. Why would he stand there for that?
He did. Jeez. He was like, yeah, you're right. So maybe you're not a gold digger because you're right. I don't have no gold to give
my.
And no materials.
Watch this show. Please watch this show.
it's bad. Last thing I'm gonna say is the culture there is very like patriarchal.
Oh, it is.
Like the way the men talk about the women was like the shame that was given to Ruth only.
Oh my God.
About having sex with Nola.
Yeah.
It was certainly giving like the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
And she was the only person wearing
it. Oh my
gosh. And he just was
and
fine.
She, listen, this is what I hated. When Isaac came over there and they were like, yeah, we had sex, whatever. And he said, did you enjoy it? And then Nola said, I'll tell you how she did.
They were wild.
But I love that she was like, I don't make no apologies for it.
She sure did.
I own that. Yes, that's what I wanted to do. And they were together for 2 years. He never even introduced her to any of his family.
Wild.
And then you get with the B word, Kanye, and you introduce her.
Wild.
Yeah, girl, have the sex with the man that you want to.
She sure did. And then got to the end and she was like, yeah, we should break up.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work.
Don't you think it's the end? It's kind of feeling like the end to me. Don't you think it's the end? Yeah,
girl,
it's the end.
Leave these people.
That was crazy.
It was a good time.
Well, yes, good watch, certainly. It's on Netflix. It is called The Ultimatum. If you haven't watched any of them, they're all really
absolutely
quite interesting.
It is the stupidest thing ever.
But this South African one was
choosing to go on a show where you are going to engage with another person, allow your partner to engage with another person, all to help you determine if y'all should be married.
Dumb.
Not even just be together. If we should like continue this relationship. No, it's if we should be married.
Because literally at the end, you're supposed to get a proposal.
Why do, if that's what it takes,
I don't
want it. You're not the person for me.
All right. People are asking about Bridgerton. I know it just came out. My truth is I haven't been able to get in the show.
Really?
I know. Everyone is so surprising. It feels like a show. And I agree, actually. It feels like a show I should watch and, like, would enjoy.
Yeah.
For some reason, I haven't been able to do it.
No, I get it.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's not like my favorite show.
Oh, well,
I mean,
love
I watch it. I enjoy it. Then there was like a off
the Charlotte.
Yeah, I enjoyed that more than I did Bridgerton.
I started watching that one. Actually, I did too.
I enjoyed that Queen Charlotte. That was a good time. Bridgerton, I'm gonna watch it if I make it through. But I get it.
Well, I apologize, y'all, if we
period
don't cover
things
it.
Are typically not my jam anyway. I've never been a like period girl.
Yeah,
I have one, but I don't like to watch them.
Yeah, I think that's actually my truth. But this is what's so wild. I want to do a Bridgerton theme party.
Oh, that would be fun.
So bad.
You don't need the context of the show.
Listen, we get it. I want to do a Bridgerton theme party so bad. Oh, Gerard. Okay, last thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That woman. Why? Wait, let me tell you about Gerard Carmichael. Because why his mama want to pray for him? That woman was giddy.
She was so excited.
She was giddy about praying for her homosexual son in hopes that he would turn and allow the Lord to come over his life and turn him from
his
a gay man
ways.
To a straight man.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, my. She was.
She was excited.
I couldn't believe the excitement.
Yeah. It was wild. It was wild to see her.
It was.
So excited. Their relationship is so. I fear that a lot of children that were raised in church, specifically I'll only talk to like Black church, where your parents believe that so strongly,
yes,
and they come out that relationship becomes irrevocably damaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really, really sad because that's all I will say.
Okay.
This is my bottom line about homosexuality. It's actually the reason why, even as a Christian, I very rarely discuss how I actually feel. I'm sure most people know, but how I actually feel out loud.
Yeah.
Because ultimately how I feel is I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in.
Sure don't.
And so I stay out of God's business. That's for God to decide.
Hello, I stay out of God's business.
That's God's business. How he decides to condemn or not ain't got nothing to do with me.
Amen.
And so I stay out of God's business. Mm-hmm. So,
And I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me in trouble, but I'm okay with that, is that in the midst of this Diddy situation and other people, all right, who have come out with different allegations against them, whether it be sexual assault, mm-hmm, whether it be mm-hmm domestic violence, whether it be whatever it is, okay? You can run the gamut of celebrities who have been accused of such things. And sometimes people love to talk about God's forgiveness in those instances and want to tell you how you should forgive in those instances. But the line is drawn when it comes to homosexuality.
That's true.
And it's just always so interesting.
That's so true.
What people can forgive.
Because the mama said she was willing.
Okay? I can relate. I get it. Well, what happened and what was said and what you have on and what you do. And there's a lot that happens. Okay? But when it comes to this particular topic, the line is drawn. Hell, it is.
That's it. That's all.
And I'd be like, oh, that's so interesting. It's just so interesting.
I agree with that. That's very true.
But okay, you and God can handle that, okay? And I'm gonna mind my the business me and God got. That's enough for me to handle anyway. So, amen. If that's where you want to put your judgment, put your judgments. I guess.
Catherine, this is a good point to end. Catherine said, Liz said, I'm going to lightly knock on the door and here come Mel busting it down.
And I didn't even say it the way that I want to say it. So that was the light version of gin.
The gin and juice.
Because,
of it all.
Girl, okay.
We said the same thing. It didn't say the same thing at all.
It be pissing me off, though. Pissing me off. And everybody should just take account. Okay? Take inventory of where you are placing your judgments and where you say the line should and it is drawn according to the Bible that you read.
Correct.
Read it again.
Because the preacher, I ain't seen it, though, but the preacher man said, I can show you many.
I said, well, show him.
I said, he needs another episode.
Just
send us. He needs one more episode because I want him to do it. Show me what
show
to say.
Show me what you talking about.
Show me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Give that man an episode. Last thing.
Okay.
the white man that's fully covered. We don't know what he looked like. We just know his skin is fat.
That man was funny.
He is my favorite. He is Gerard.
He said, this is why I won't uncover my face on your show.
He sure did.
This is why.
He was why. First of all, Gerard watching him and his mama eating popcorn like it's a Marvel movie.
I know he was.
Was weird. And then the white man was sitting there like, what have you done? Yes. What is this show?
Well, maybe nobody will watch and it won't be successful.
Just he is the only man in the Gerard Carmichael universe that loves him.
Oh my.
Because he so badly does not want to be associated.
At
he
all
don't
with this
want
show.
You that man was so covered up. I said he must got a tattoo somewhere that we could recognize.
That would
him.
Be easily recognizable.
Because that would be yes.
He said change my voice.
Everything about me.
And give me a bodysuit.
Correct.
Head to toe.
Yes. I want to look like I am going through hazmat. Like
yes.
Do not show no parts of me.
Yes.
That's it. That's
that
all.
That show, I'm happy it's over.
Me too.
Because it was very bad.
It was not good.
What a terrible, terrible show. Somebody is in the chat saying that he has a lot of issues that go beyond being gay, which is an issue only if you feel like it is. But
it's only an issue between him and his mama.
Exactly. But he does have a lot of issues. That family has a lot of issues. One time, okay, I'm going to be done.
I won't say nothing else.
When I was, I wrote a paper one time in college, my thesis, and I don't know if I should say this.
Okay, we'll be done. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode of Gin and Juice. That's quite long. I hope you enjoyed it.
That was going to be too much, Gin. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.